Game Night with Matt Perrault continues now on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It's Game Night, SB Nation Radio, 5 to play, 10-point lead for Miami. I'm going to give all you guys a big gambling tip. Hammer the Pats next weekend. Pats at Steelers, hammer the Patriots. Join me with that. Everyone's going to run from this. The line was 2.5 yesterday. I wonder after tonight where it goes to. It may even go to Pittsburgh, and the Pats might even be underdogs. Beautiful. Beautiful. Patriots and Tom Brady, they dissect the Steelers' defense. I know their own defense has a problem with Big Ben, and I get all that. Okay, you can run through the list with Bell and Brown, whatever. Doesn't matter. Let's get to the Eagles. They, unfortunately, are without their star quarterback for the rest of the year. Carson Wentz done. Brandon Gauton covers the Eagles for SB Nation. He joins us here on Game Night. Brandon, Matt Perrault, good evening. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so give me the collective feeling today of Eagle fan when they heard the words ACL tear for their star quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, after last night's game against the Rams, where it had kind of already been leaked out by Adam Schefter and a bunch of different reports that the Eagles veered Carson Wentz towards ACL, and that all signs pointed to it probably wasn't going to be good. So it wasn't surprising when it was announced, but it just confirmed that, you know, it's a really disappointing time because this Eagles team, I mean, they're 11-2. There was a legitimate hope they could not only go to the Super Bowl, but actually win for the first time in franchise history. Mm-hmm. This year just has a special feeling to it. And now, I mean, it's pretty much just completely gone.
What do you feel Nick Foles can do to help this team win? Can he be a guy to be relied upon, or is this just throw your hands up and you're not expecting much at all from Nick Foles?
Yeah, I've never been a huge Nick Foles guy. I think he's in the role that he really should be right now, which is a backup. And if you have to rely on him for a game or two, that's fine. But if you have to rely on him to get you to the big game, I mean, I don't really see it there. I think if the Eagles somehow do go on a run here in the postseason, they're really going to have to change the identity of this team. It can't be a team that relies on the quarterback. It has like it has been with Carson Wentz, who's an MVP candidate. It has to be an offense that really relies on the run with Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement. And you know, the defense has to step up too, and the defense hasn't had great games in the past couple of weeks, so there's some concern about that. But it's going to be a total identity change for this team if they somehow go on a run.
I love this Eagles team, and I love what Carson Wentz has done. Are there some fans, however, angry that Carson Wentz was putting himself at risk in that moment yesterday against the Rams?
Yeah, I don't think they can be. I mean, he plays so hard. I mean, that's what you want from a player and a leader on your team to go out there and try to win every game. And the thing is, Carson Wentz didn't actually get hurt on the part where he got hit. The Eagles said he actually tore his ACL running up to that moment. And if that's the case, I mean, he's going to run it. I mean, that's part of what makes Carson Wentz special is his ability to get outside of the pocket and make plays with his legs. So, I mean, I can't really knock the guy in trying to run and make a play there, obviously, too, in such a crucial game for the Eagles' season. So I can't really knock him. I think it's just bad luck, honestly, and people don't want to hear that. It's not satisfying as trying to find someone to blame, but it's just really bad luck.
Where are the expectations now that Wentz has been hurt? Are they still, you know, winning the NFC, or is that just kind of off the table and you'll take whatever you can get now?
Well, it's kind of weird because the Eagles have a really good opportunity, despite losing Carson Wentz, to still win the number one overall seed in the conference, because all they need in these final three games, and their final three games are at the Giants, who are terrible right now, and a home game against the Raiders on Christmas, the Raiders also not looking so great, and then the final Week 17 game against the Cowboys, that's in Philadelphia, and that game could be meaningless if the Eagles win their next two against, again, the Giants and the Raiders, and I think there's enough confidence in Nick Foles that with some support from the run game and support from the defense, the Eagles can beat some of those bad teams there. We've seen them, you know, the Eagles, for as much as Carson Wentz contributed, they've also gotten some contributions from other areas in the team as well. So there's some confidence they can get the one seed there, but At that point, you're hosting a home playoff game, and you might be able to even win one playoff game, but I don't think anyone expects more than that right now.
You know, Brandon, can the team play differently? Meaning, can they be more conservative? Can they just run the football? Can they play more defense? Can they sort of just change their identity this late into the year, given the injury to Wentz?
That's the big question here, and I think it's going to be interesting to see, because I think that's really what we're going to see, or when we're going to see what Doug Peterson is really made of. If he can shift this entire offense and kind of make it so that Nick Foles is not able to have to do as much, or if he is, he's really making the most of his opportunities. I mean, I already think Doug Peterson has a legitimate case for coach of the year. I know a lot of people have been saying Sean McVay. He's been great too. Then again, Doug Peterson just beat Sean McVay.
Right.
So I think if he can do that, then to me, I mean, it should be a no-brainer. That guy's coach of the year.
Yeah, I think he's coach of the year. I think Carson Wentz would have been MVP most likely if he didn't get hurt. So I think both those conversations are in Philadelphia's favor. In particular, I think if they do make the playoffs as the one seed without Carson Wentz, I think that also gives Doug Peterson a pretty big leg up when it comes to being coach of the year. In terms of the postseason, however, look, we know that cold weather is going to come into play here. We know that teams that can run the football and play great defense are ones that generally do well in the NFC in the postseason. Can Nick Foles, in the next couple of weeks, get the confidence of the fans that he can go on a run in the postseason and take this team to Minneapolis?
I think it's tough. I mean, I'm sure if he plays well against these bad teams, there's going to be some hype. I think people will be like, see, we're fine. But at the same time, I think there's a group of people who'll be like, probably myself included, who are going to say, all right, yes, we know he can beat some bad teams, but there's not going to be a lot of confidence when you're going into pretty much virtually any playoff game for this Eagles team, and they're going to have to face a tough opponent, a quality opponent, who more than likely has a better quarterback than Nick Foles. And that's not always simple as who has the best quarterback in the playoffs, but a lot of the times that's what it boils down to, and that's why Tom Brady has won so many Super Bowl rings. So that's the unfortunate reality for this Eagles team.
I'm also curious just in terms of where this team is looking at for the future with Carson Wentz. And is there there's no timeline yet, but do you expect him to be ready to go next summer, you know, going into the season where he'll be healthy? Or is there a concern this could be a 10-month or longer type injury?
Yeah, well, tonight there was actually some talk out there from Chris Mortensen, who said that Dr. James Andrews, he had a conversation with Dr. James Andrews, who I imagine will be performing the surgery for Carson Wentz. And James Andrews wasn't specifically talking about Wentz, but he kind of said in general that he really feels like it's a 9 to 12 month recovery from the ACL. You know, there's talk that ACL injuries can only take 6 months, but I think in terms of risking re-injury and thinking about the long-term future of a player's career, I think that that's where that 9 to 12 month timeline comes in. And, I mean, that's where the Eagles are. I mean, they're in a spot where Carson Wentz is a young, ascending talent. They can't really afford to rush him back on the field when he has this bright future ahead of him. They have to make sure they play this thing smart, and that's going to hurt in the short term. I mean, 2018, if it's going to take 9 or 12 months to get Carson Wentz back, that's going to hurt the 2018 season, no question. But it's kind of like they have to do it if that's what the cost is of keeping Carson Wentz healthy and upright in the long term.
Do you expect the Eagles to add a quarterback?
I don't. They obviously like Nick Foles a lot. He's the starter. He was actually drafted to Philadelphia. Doug Peterson was the quarterback coach in 2012, so they definitely like him a lot. They also have Nate Sudfeld, him who hasn't really done anything at the NFL level, but the Eagles did sign him after Washington cut him this summer. They put him on their practice squad, and they were actually playing or paying him like a player on the 53-man roster while on their practice squad. And then there was a point where the season where the Colts actually wanted to sign Nate Sudfeld, and instead of letting him go, the Eagles promoted him to their roster. So to me, it seems like they like him a lot. Now, I think if Nick Foles somehow got hurt, then you're talking about them signing someone. I mean, they would have to at that point. But I don't think there's anything done I think they're just sticking with Foles and Sudfeld.
Interesting. Brendan, good stuff tonight. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Brendan Gauten covering the Eagles for SB Nation, joining us here on game night. I do have some breaking news that I want to pass along to you that's, I mean, it shouldn't be too surprising given where we are here in 2017, but the NFL Network has just issued a couple of big releases, and the first is an ex-NFL Network employee is alleging sexual harassment against former executives and current and former talent. The current talent includes Marshall Faulk, Warren Sapp, Donovan McNabb, Ike Taylor, and Heath Evans. Now, McNabb has left the NFL Network. He now works for ESPN. I don't know where Ike Taylor is. He might be still with the network. However, oh no, he's still with the network. Sorry, he is still with the NFL Network. Warren Sapp has left. I don't know where Warren Sapp went. But Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, and Heath Evans have been suspended from their duties at the NFL Network pending an investigation into these allegations. That coming from a statement from the NFL Network tonight. So a former female employee is alleging sexual harassment against Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, and Heath Evans, who are current members of the NFL Network staff. Also, Eric Weinberger, who is someone who left the NFL Network to run Bill Simmons' website, The Ringer, is named in this allegation. So not a good situation at all for the NFL Network as that story continues. More on that coming up next. Our Case of the Mondays hits you next. SB Nation Radio.